Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I touch the sky, time to clear my weary fear. Wednesday morning, take my blues away. Wednesday morning.
Have we heard this Wednesday song before?
It's gonna be a battle.
I don't believe so.
We played it.
No, I don't think we have either. Because I would have, we have played it a few times, really?
Yeah.
I would have given him a failing grade in my English class. Why would that be, James?
Oh, my God. Because he says morning instead of morning.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
it's a gerundum.
But if it were written, it would have an apostrophe in place of the G.
Now, to be, I do have to be on Doug's side here, because the title of the song does say morning, and he sings morning.
See?
So I do agree with you, grammatically.
Yeah, he's got it. Kids coming around there, Jay. James Kong at the studios. I'll be with you 2 days from today.
You will.
In that studio.
So yes, excited.
Uh-huh. All right, so we have that going for us. Wednesday morning looks to be the middle of the week. That's funny how that works, isn't it, huh? So today would be the 7th, and following yesterday the 6th. As the world turns, the world squirms, the worm squirms, as it were. Speaking of worms, the worms have started to stick, it's kind of like Punxsutawney Phil, stick their, I noticed this in my garden yesterday. We better be careful, though, because having too much warmth at this time of year, the buds come out like they did last year, and then there was a snap-o freeze the 1st of May. And we had no peaches, we didn't have many, it was not good. So let's have Mother Nature do her thing, and Mother Earth do her thing, sort of in the way that things are supposed to work. So we all have good gardens, and we have good flowers, and we have good fruits. As we rejoice, the Earth gives us the ability to rejoice. Think about it, I was just thinking that, As I looked out the window, it still is not light here, although it's getting lighter earlier, obviously. But there's a beautiful blue sky and all the stars and whatever else you can see up there, the space trash. It's all part of what we should rejoice. Breathe in the wonderful air today and take some steps to the future, steps to make you feel good. Let every breath, every word, every step make you proud, make your family proud, maybe make Mother Earth proud. It's a good time to start seedlings. Teach your children, your grandchildren, how things grow. Go buy some, the seeds are in the stores now, you can go buy them. All right, or you're going to order them online, that's what I do. And then get them and get those little plastic cups. And if nothing else, put a little, you can find dirt around here and there, and then put the seeds in the dirt and put them on the windowsill, maybe all around the house. You got a little bit of squash here. You got some corn there. You got beets over here, peas. Yeah. And watch them grow. Ah, it's fabulous. It'll make your day, believe me. It'll change your mood. You see that? Wow, look at those things grow. And every day, you'll be amazed, if you've never done this, how the things grow. Right? And if you got some good compost around, that's one of the things, since I started the composting 3 or 4 years ago on the farm, it really is amazing, even though I've been on the farm, excuse me, all my life, you don't understand how nature works unless you actually see the composting take place. We bring in leaves, we mix manure with it. When one of my cows dies, we mix the cow in with it. There's all kinds of stuff, food scraps. And it transforms.
That's like the real circle of life.
It is. Right. Transforms what is originally part of the mix. Comes out to be this beautiful black in it, because they turn it every day. In a year or less, it turns out to be this beautiful black substance. And so a lot of people. I don't know whether there is, if we were as progressive as some of the European countries, I know a lot of the farmers, or they question me because I don't approve of using lots of chemicals on the land. And so, in fact, in Europe, especially in France and Italy, to a lesser extent in Spain, they have now made composting mandatory. They want to, this is, I guess, somewhat about the environment, but it's also very practical. They have a lot of waste that they're dealing with, and so they've decided, the government, imagine that, has decided that waste management is an important policy, and so they have obligated people to compost. As a matter of fact, it went into effect on the first of the year. It requires the recycling of any and all organic waste in these countries. The word, one of the most overused words in our vocabulary is sustainable. That's like, I like regenerative better. Because you're turning things around and bringing things back. Right? And that is a practical way to deal with all kinds of things. There are too many people on the planet, hard to feed them all, and then it's harder even to get rid of all the waste from all the people that are on the planet. So this is, I think, is a good step, and I hope that we do something like that here. Good for farming, good for, it's good for what ails you, in fact. So, all right, speaking of what ails us, we have a system that is moderately to severely broken, and the most recent example of that is the rejection in the House yesterday of the bill that would have sent that $17 billion to Israel. Uh-huh. And so you look it over, it was 250 to 180. That was the vote. There's a lot of opposition, mostly from the right side of the Republican Party. And so here's another example of this guy, Johnson, who's the speaker, trying to get bipartisan stuff. This is what, the third or fourth example of this guy. We all thought he was a wackadoodle right-winger. And maybe to some people, depending on their meaning of the construct of what isn't, you know, what's very conservative, he's personally that way, but he seems to be pretty smart when it comes to crafting legislation and getting people to go along with it. People that you wouldn't expect to go along with it. So for a quote unquote right wing Republican to have so much support on the Democratic side of the House, get stuff done. And his own party sort of tucks it to him. I don't know. I don't know. And then on the other side of it, the Republicans yesterday voted to impeach, Alejandro Mayorkas. Even they voted to impeach him, but the vote failed because many of the Republicans didn't go along with it and the Democrats didn't, so that was the end of that. But the situation here, and if you understand the policy or understand how it works, the amount of money that it takes, for example, to get an impeachment vote, the number of lawyers that have to come in and they're not all staff people, it takes your breath away to see how these guys screw things up. That's all I can, I don't know. So would this be an example of screwing up or not? The state of Nevada, over the weekend, South Carolina had their primary and Joe Biden won. Okay. So Nevada yesterday had their turnout, and it was the lowest number of voters to turn out in a primary in Nevada for years and years and years and years and years.
Is that and the voters or more the candidates?
No, Trump wasn't on the ballot. So Nikki Haley is, and the Democrats banked on votes that were early mail-in votes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's bad weather. People, I thought that was great. People said when they were being polled, you know, the news media has to go out and, what do you think? What are you doing? And da da da. Mm-hmm. Most people who were interviewed said they were more interested in the Super Bowl than they were who's going to be the next president.
Wow.
How about that?
That's telling. That's telling.
Yeah.
Well, yep. Especially with the results, where the results were that none of the candidates won because 62.9% went to the option of none of these candidates.
Yeah, none of the above. Yeah.
Right. 62.9%.
Yeah, there you go. Country's in a jam, man. And here it is. Trump headline rejects. Let's see, the appeals court actually rejected Trump's immunity claim. Back to the election of 2020, three-judge panel, the Court of Appeals rejected Trump's claim of presidential immunity. He's got a lot of, you know, well, we know he's got a lot of balsam. Anyway, this is whatever trick there is in the book, let's take it. So they wrote in their decision, quote, "For the purpose of this criminal case, former President Trump has become citizen Trump with all of the defenses of any other criminal defendant. Former President Trump lacked any lawful discretionary authority to defy federal criminal law, and he is answerable in court for his conduct." So do we translate that into he's no longer, when the charges were brought against him, he was no longer president. It's about things that happened while he was president. So he tried to...
Charges themselves, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, would this be this way for any president, that they would not have immunity post their presidency?
Yeah. Well, depending on the act. If you've charged them with something, the charges didn't come until after he was out of office.
Uh-huh.
So, but there's an interesting rub here, because I get what you're saying. It did happen. He did the act that he's charged with while he was president, and that was his argument. Hey, I was president, then I'm immune from all of this stuff. Matter of fact, he wrote on his social media, quote, "A president must have full immunity in order to properly function and do what has to be done for the good of our country. If not overturned, as it should be, the decision would terribly injure not only the presidency, but life, breath, and success of our country." Aye, aye, aye. All right, well, we got lots of food for thought here, don't we? Lots to think about, as usual. It's a good day. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner at 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top.
Mm.
And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundle savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here, because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you can save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes, all from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I like this rejoin music. And remind me when we come back in at the bottom of the hour, Jay, to talk about nostalgia and how it works. My theory on nostalgia, because I've been, as we have expanded brilliantly our audio choices, James done a lot of research, your father's done a lot of research, we found some good sound from things that will bring back good memories for people. And I don't know that I actually put as much thought into it as I now am putting into it as to what works and why it works. So we'll talk about that. Right now I want to talk in the social media sort of trending department. In the top 10 is Demi Moore, who was married for a long time, as most people. I don't think this is maybe that's not the way to introduce her, because she certainly on her own has done extraordinarily well as an actress. And also as an investor. Do you know she's one of the richest women in Hollywood?
Oh, really?
She has done, oh my God, she's made jillions with investments. So talk about that. And something really special that came from something really special that she did. All right, we'll talk about that right after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
So, talking about Demi Moore, and yeah, she was married to Bruce Willis and has a couple of children with him and is still very much a part of his life. You see, as the coverage continues, watching Bruce Willis kind of just fall apart. One of the saddest things.
I believe she moved
things.
In with them to help his wife,
yeah.
Emma, take care of him. Mm-hmm.
Yep, right. So she also, in conversations with people that kind of get her mind off of her ex-husband, I guess, was talking about those, clay pots. Remember those scenes in Ghost where Patrick Swayze is got his arms around her and she's at the thing cranking
and
away
and Melody is playing.
Yep, right, exactly. By the way, as an aside, do you know that Unchained Melody and You've Got That Lovin' Feelin' are the two most played musical entities in the history of radio? The two of them.
Really?
It's amazing. The Righteous Brothers. Yeah, let's go back to the 60s. Anyway, so she's talking about the clay models because she was asked about them, and she said she kept them. And she said she still has them. And it's because she felt really, you know, that was a pretty stormy scene, pretty steamy, stormy scene in the movie, right?
Well, that was the first scene that they filmed together on that film, and they had only met each other like moments prior to shooting that scene, so that was kind of a nice, like, how do you do? Nice to meet you. Let's get at it.
Let's go. Let's at it. And anyway, he's got his shirt off, and she says, "Oh my heavens." And the director says, get behind her, and so she did. And so anyway, the pots she made, she said, were pitiful and sad-looking things, but they still, you know, are an important part of her life. So anyway, I thought she was great in A Few Good Men, that movie with Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise. That was fabulous. She's a good actress, and she's been a very good investor. So anyway, nice thoughts about Demi Moore at 28 after. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience sit, stay, down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, "Hey guys, puppy up," and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Jennifer Crumley, the mother of a Michigan teenager, Ethan Crumley, who killed four students at his high school in 2021, now found guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. This is the first time that a parent of a school shooter has been convicted in connection with the attack. An electrical issue with the tailgate release switch on some General Motors pickups is forcing a recall by the automaker. USA's Tim Berg has the details.
Approximately 323,000 heavy-duty Chevrolet Silverado and GMC pickups built between 2020 and this year have a possible defect. The switch can reportedly short out due to weather getting into connection, and the tailgate could open when the vehicle is put in park. GM has reportedly received 136 complaints and three issues involving minor property damage. Owners will begin to get recall notices on March 18th.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
I'm proud of you. It was quite a year. In fact, you've convinced me that next year we can win it all. So in that spirit, no one's going anywhere until we figure out how.
Still not going anywhere? Grab another Snickers, because nothing holds you over like peanuts, caramel, and milk chocolate.
At least I get more Snickers.
Hungry? Why wait?
Yep. I'm for Snickers right now. How about it? Or from Three Musketeers or Twix or something like that. They go wonderfully well no matter what time of day. So that's a spot from the mid-90s from the Super Bowl. And as we go back to the action here on the Good Day program, Jake Kirshner, Doug Steffen, at your service and on your side, the nostalgia trend that seems to be now sweeping the nation. I don't think it's new. I used to do, when I was running a couple of radio stations, and I've owned a couple of radio stations, I've done research, because kind of it was beaten into us when we were running stations. You got to do the research. You got to find out everything you can about everybody who's listening. And I did that and learned a lot of stuff. But sometimes it's like science. The information you had disproved what you had the last time. So you do it again, and it disproves what you did.
Revolving door. Yeah, right, exactly,
because people change. But one of the things, as I observed what happened for the Grammys, very interesting how this thing shaked up. I didn't watch it because when I turned it on, what was going on didn't appeal to me. But there were moments, as you pointed out, Jay, and as others have since then, that were fabulous, and they really set the tone. The live performances were steeped in nostalgia. So one of the things that you hear on this program is a lot of stuff that is from your memory. Different ages, of course, but the fact that the show on Sunday night was steeped, soaked, if you will, in memories. The people who intelligently put the show together thought that that would move the needle, and it did, because there were 4-5 million more people watching the show than had watched it in the last couple of years. And so I was looking, this is actually, I gleaned some of this out of the Washington Post yesterday. They had four people, a team of four people at the Post, who were looking at the live performances, and they watched the show, and they ranked the various things that the big takeaways, if you will, from the show. And the standout live performances pretty much were all nostalgic, blasts from the past, if you will. So what I saw in this article was something you probably saw, because I think you watched most of it, didn't you? Did you, Jay, watch most of the Grammys?
I saw bits and pieces, and then after the fact, I saw a bunch of clips online.
Ah.
Like, so did I you missed see where Cyrus's performance in real time, but I saw it after the fact, and oh my goodness, it was astounding. She was...
Well, but it was established that she made fun of the audience for not knowing what her new song was, and the audience...
No, she was calling them out for just sitting there, and after she did, they all...
Why are you acting like you don't know this song? Well, apparently a lot of people didn't know it.
Because, that is so inaccurate. It has been shoved down our throats multiple times, and people, everybody there who is in the industry... They know that song. It's just, and she's not the only artist that has done this. Other artists have been performing.
But the industry, even who's watching
in the venue, directly knows, like who's there in real life in person. And more artists have said that because they're just not paying attention. They're doing something else, or they're just sitting there observing. Mm. And she wanted them to be a part of it and dance, because sometimes with some songs they do. And as soon as she did, everybody was kind of like engaged again and was like, oh, yeah, and started singing. Bebe Rexha has done it. Beyonce has done it before.
See, you're more tuned in at your age to this stuff than the audience that watched it. The audience wasn't young. The audience was there for Billy Joel and Joni Mitchell and Annie Lennox. That tribute to Tina Turner was Fantasia Barrino. Is that how you pronounce your name? I think that's, she did the Proud Mary thing, right? Isn't that how you pronounce your name, Fantasia?
I missed that one.
Yeah, okay. There was a tribute to Bill Withers. There was a tribute to Tony Bennett. Stevie Wonder did that. And then there was the U2 music. They performed from Las Vegas.
Oh, Fantasia Memoriam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what I'm suggesting here, and I wasn't trying to start an argument. I was just trying to make an observation about why the Grammys attracted 17 million viewers, which was a third more than they have attracted for years, frankly. Last year was a miserable thing. So I was probably, in my head, I was thinking about last year. I thought, I don't want to watch that. There's too much of this. There's too much pandering to certain groups. And there was that, to be sure. I don't think Trevor Noah is an entertaining or engaging human being, but that's just me. Somebody liked him because that's how he had to be.
Props from people who,
he did.
Celebrities who were there. Because a lot of hosts will give the low hanging fruit jokes, and they're not really funny. And it's just kind of like, who wrote this joke? Who approved you to say this on there? And Trevor Noah had a lot of people like, hey, he did a great job. He did did joke about some topical things, but he did it in such a way that it hit. It wasn't a flop.
Well, I just am making, I think that it does. This is very interesting. This is why people find this program interesting, because you're a different generation than am I. And so we have a different way of looking at some of these things, not necessarily some of the real issues, but stuff like this. It's a reflective time, and it's good because you have your followers on the program and on social media and in life, and I have mine. And I felt that. And this is why
we sound like a cult.
Yeah, maybe we are. But what I'm trying to do is explain, in a sense, maybe I'm over-explaining it, why, in terms of what you hear on the program, like the effort that we're making to find some of the sound from old TV shows, old movies, the commercials from the Super Bowl, because it puts people in a good place. They remember these things, and most of the people, if you ask them whether it's really true or not, remains to be seen, but they'll tell you, life was better then. So what I'm trying to do is get people's mood to be in a better place than it might otherwise be, because they don't want to go to work, or they're angry at their spouse, or whatever it is that's going on, the kids, those damn kids. So anyway.
That's okay. Of a simpler time before we knew what taxes even were.
Oh, my God, yes. Some wise apple would say, what was that like, Doug, back then? Jennifer, she was here. All right, Doug, what do you remember about things after the Civil War? Or some other unuseful information that is not necessarily to my liking, but the audience gets a big kick out of it. So here we are, spending part of our day.
To school in the snow, both ways.
Yes, I did. As a matter of, how did you know that? Yeah, that's right. Exactly what happened to me. So I was growing up. All right, back to what did I say? What else did James? What else did I say I wanted to talk about before I went back to issues? Did I say I wanted to talk about something else, or am I free to?
You were really on nostalgia. You were on that nostalgia train.
Yeah. Well, because I think it's an important part of what we do. Sound is important, especially the radio stuff. I noticed something interesting. Advertising agencies, you hear all of the hype. Joe Rogan gets a new $250 million contract, and everybody all of a sudden says, oh, wow, we got to do a podcast. Look at all the money that Ben Shapiro is making and Joe Rogan. Most people doing podcasts do squat. And that's why half the advertising agencies don't even go to podcasts, because they're not, they're the thing, but they're not really the thing. And then people say, well, you're just holding on to the AM radio thing, or you're holding on to radio and it's dying. And the research, back to research, doesn't suggest that at all. At all ages. So, yeah, do we have people listen to podcasts? Sure. We have people listening to streaming? Absolutely. Look at all the people that download. Miley Cyrus, I'd be interested to know what the demographic was downloading that. But the new Taylor Swift stuff. Who do we have on yesterday? We were talking about the download of something. We introduced a new song.
Rogan's podcast?
No. No, we were talking about a singer yesterday who had introduced a new song. And they were...
Oh, Ariana Grande.
She had
said that normally she will drop a bunch of singles leading up to her album, and this time she only dropped one single to get everybody excited about the album, and said that she's not going to be dropping anymore because she feels like this piece of work that she's done is just best listened to in its entirety once the full album is released. No more singles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, that's probably a good business decision as well as anything else. Okay. So let's go back to everybody's favorite subject, Donald Trump. Shall we for a moment? Why not? There was a poll about, I love this, a poll about a poll. That's how silly this has gotten. We're having polls on polls. So the poll about Donald Trump and the January 6th verdict is out, at least one of them. And according to this particular poll, the trial that's hanging in the balance here is something that affects people as to their desire to vote for Trump or not. And believe it or not, even though, you know, remember that in terms of the primary, as many people as you'd like to go vote don't. They just, people don't understand the civics and they don't understand how the system works, that actually the primary is more important than the ultimate election because you weed out the people who are the crazies, and if the crazies get a lot of attention, because only 20% of the people eligible to vote will vote for those people who want the crazies, they'll go out en masse and they'll vote for the crazies. So, at any rate, the idea behind this particular poll was a question as to whether you want to see Donald Trump's verdict reach before the election. 48% of Americans say it's essential that a verdict is reached in this trial before the election. 16% said they'd prefer to see a verdict reached. And let's see, 11% said they don't give a damn. Basically, that's how it breaks down. And let's see here. 72% of Democrats, 52% of Independents, 38% of Republicans said that we have to have a verdict before the election. Now, I don't know whether that's going to change people's minds, but it's important that all of this stuff. And yet Trump keeps trying to kick the can down the road so that there isn't a verdict, right? All of these various things that he's involved in. What is he, four or five different things that he's been charged with or that are in the courts? And so that's affecting
using effects.
Yeah, right. And so, and the interesting thing is that people are saying this is back to their voting against Trump instead of voting for Biden. And it's now neck and neck again with Biden a little bit ahead because of the trials that are going on. So 48 after this is Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
A warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doug's about to dig into the Food, Farm, and Family Department. Get my reference there, Jay. How clever I was digging into the farm
stuff. Into it.
I am so clever. Today, National Fettuccine Alfredo Day. Woo-wee.
Yum.
So let's go back to the beginnings of this dish. Trace back to the 15th century. A lot of Italian cooks like Martino da Como, who cooked pasta with butter and cheese. That was, it was called macaroni romanesi. I guess that's Roman pasta, right, if we're true to the Italian-Roman roots of the word. The true inventor of fettuccine alfredo, however, is Alfredo di Bello. I think something like that is his name. Alfredo is the important part of his name, obviously, because it has his name.
Mm-hmm.
He was a restaurateur trying to entice his wife to eat after giving birth to their first child back in the early 1900s. He created a recipe that included noodles, cheese, and butter, and this texture that it has, right? Do you like fettuccine Alfredo?
I do.
Do you make it?
Yeah. Alfredo sauce is so good. I have made homemade Alfredo sauce before. It's delicious. Mm. But there are some store-bought ones that are just as good. I really like dipping breadsticks in it.
Do you?
And the Alfredo
garlic
salt.
Breadsticks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, garlic
bread,
Yeah. So this fettuccine made its way to America, to New York, in the 1920s. American travelers returning home, getting off the ships, reporting. You know, it was very interesting in the 1920s. You know, the Titanic, when it went down, was in 1912, right, when the Titanic went down. That was actually the beginning of the steamship era of people like today. We have from every East Coast city, Midwest city, even West Coast cities like L.A. and San Francisco, direct flights to Europe. And they're all full all the time. Well, the shipping lanes were all full of these ocean liners that had been built, and even some of the freighters with people going back and forth from Europe. It was the thing for people who had money to go back and forth. They'd spend 3 or 4 days on a ship, and they'd end up on one side or the other. And so a lot of this stuff, like this dish, came over here. And here we are today with the Olive Garden, right? I don't know if the Olive Garden uses the same recipe that Alfredo did, but there's, you know, it's a popular thing at Olive Garden. And so it's just, I thought you'd be interested to know about how it came up, because today's National Fettuccine Alfredo Day. Hooray! All right, time for our recalls of the day here on the Food Farm Family portion of the Good Day program. Rizzo Lopez Foods recalling dairy products listed in well, you go to their website, there's all kinds of stuff that's full of listeria, awful, terrible. Most of this stuff, let's see, they have cheese products, yogurt products, sour cream products under the names Tio.
Their dairy products.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. So what happened? The dairy stuff went sour. Or there's something else in it. What is it? Possible listeria, but what's that?
Yeah, it's contaminated somehow. And this is, these are nationwide. So, like, this is everywhere. If you see this anywhere.
Yeah, right.
Don't even go for it.
Don't buy them. You got them, bring them back to the store, demand your money back, and get 20 or 30 bucks for your time. It's always the solution from my perspective. Here's another recall that we need to inform you about. Stu Leonard's here on the East Coast recalling 8 different chicken products after a dancer's death from eating cookies that were mislabeled. We talked about this the other day, didn't we?
Yes, severe peanut allergy. So they are not taking any chances. They are covering all precautions, and they found more products that were mislabeled. This one, I think, believes milk or dairy or something. So,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely heartbreaking.
Well, it's not, and oftentimes, isn't that good of them to do it? The reason they're doing it, this is like one of the products, the Cape Cod chicken salad that they have, and they got a light chicken salad. There's nothing worse than mayonnaise and chicken together. Woo! Man, if you don't have that just right, you're in real jam. And they don't want to get sued. So the smartest thing for them to do to protect themselves is to say, okay, don't sell it anymore, bring it back, yada, yada, yada. And most of this stuff is not prepared in their own kitchens. It's prepared, they hire people, and they bring them, you know, most of the stuff you see in those convenience stores are not products that they make themselves, whether it's Stu Leonard's or, you know, whether it's Stewart's out in that neck of the woods, or whether it's the mobile station that has somebody in there, or the Shell station. That stuff's all brought in from local packagers.
Well, yeah, they don't have a kitchen, I don't believe, like the gas station convenience stores.
Or it's a Cisco product, something like that. All right, so there you have it. Our recalls, etc. As a public service, this is the Good Day program, Food Farm and Family Time. Check it all out at foodfarmfamily.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.